Joining me live over the phone is Director Brian Nesvik with the Wyoming Game and Fish. Director, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Duke, and it's a beautiful sunny day in southeast Wyoming.
Boy, it's the same in western southwestern Wyoming as well. We've had a few fall days that you would expect, but boy, the fall weather has been incredible this year all around the state, hasn't it?
It sure has. It's been unique in that way for sure across the whole state.
Of course, some hunters would like it; others maybe would like a little more snow. But let's touch on that somehow. Just overall, kind of a general overview. How has the hunting season gone across the state of Wyoming?
Well, you know, it's varied across the state, but specifically, you know, the reports I've received from your part of the world has been very, very positive despite the warm weather. My understanding is that we've seen had a lot of happy hunters come through our check stations, and it seemed like deer hunters had very positive experiences and were happy with what they saw. It sounds like we've had more elk come through our check stations in that part of the state than we did last year, which was good to hear. So I think overall it was a pretty darn good hunting season in that part of the world. And we've had kind of mixed reviews, and some parts of the state was really good, and some parts it was a little bit tougher, I think, probably because of that warm weather.
Speaking with Director Brian Nesvik this morning with the Wyoming Game and Fish, Director, earlier on this year, a couple of times we've talked about the national parks and the goat culling, which was called off, at least the aerial gunning portion, and that went into a more traditional hunt style for those. Tell us how that went, and is that still ongoing? Just give us the latest there on those goats in the national parks and working with the National Park Service.
You bet, Duke. They did move forward with their culling operation with the use of volunteers and teams of volunteers that they selected to come into the park and remove those goats with kind of traditional hunting methods. You know, it wasn't a hunt; it was a culling operation. But you know, they stopped it last week because of weather conditions up in that higher country. But my understanding is there were 42 mountain goats that were harvested. And the reports I got back from those who participated in the culling operation were very positive. We worked very well with the park. The park listened to what our concerns were and implemented those when they put the program in place. And actually, you know, I think it was very successful. I'm glad that the park was willing to consider our concerns and do it the way that they did it versus shooting them out of a helicopter.
So do you see that you felt that it's a success? So is this something that's going to happen again, or do you think that amount that was harvested is sufficient, or is the National Park Service going to look for something further in the future?
You know, I'm not sure. They haven't made any suggestions or commitments to what they may do in the future. My suspicion is there's probably still some goats left that'll need to be harvested. And so, you know, my hope is that if they determine that's the case, that they'll use the same type of a culling operation as they did this time to do that. You know, it was they had 2 to 6 person teams, and they were able to take each team was able to take one mountain goat. They could actually take as many mountain goats as they wanted to, or as they had the opportunity to, and they were able to keep the meat from one, but they were encouraged to pack all of the meat out. And so anyway, just like I said, I view it as a success, and I hope that future removal operations are run in the same way.
Director, how are these volunteers, as they're being called, how are they selected? Was it kind of a similar process where you were drawn out and selected, or how did that work?
Yeah, they had an application process that they allowed folks to submit their names to be considered, and then it was a pretty short window that was open, and then they went through and in a random way selected participants, and then they required them to go through some training for a day, and they had to demonstrate that they could shoot accurately. I think they had to hit an 8-inch pie plate, or you know, a pie plate of some size at 200 yards before they could go out and participate. And we actually had one of our game and fish commissioners that was selected randomly through this process, and his reports were very positive on how they ran it.
Speaking with Director Brian Nesbitt this morning with the Wyoming Game and Fish, Director, an animal that has been in and out of Wyoming management currently is of course, the wolf, and that's been one of those hot topics. What kind of wolf hunt was had or held, and how did that go?
Yeah, so far, you know, I think Area 10 over in your part of the world is closed. The quota was reached. But, boy, my observations from the early part of the elk hunting season, so early October, was that it got off to a slow start. The quota was fairly high compared to years past. And, you know, it seemed like in those early parts of the season, there weren't nearly as many harvested and areas weren't closing down as fast as they might have in the past. But, I think that's probably due to a couple things. You know, wolves become, a little bit more, evasive with hunters as they're hunted. Over time. And, you know, certainly we've managed those wolves down to a lower number than what's been there in the past. And so, I'm not surprised, but it was definitely a lower, harvest in the early part of the season. Now we're starting to see harvest across all the hunt areas.
So is the Wyoming Game and Fish, are you pretty satisfied with the current amount of, wolves and the population?
Yeah, we're still in a period where the Fish and Wildlife Service is monitoring our management program that happens for 5 years after any species is delisted. And so, you know, we still have some requirements. We have to maintain at least 100 wolves and at least 10 breeding pairs in Wyoming outside of the parks and or outside of Yellowstone Park. And so we've done that, and but we've also managed them to a level that's not where it was before they were delisted. We've managed them down, and so we're happy with the way it's gone.
Again, with Director Brian Nesbitt this morning with the Wyoming Game and Fish. Director, as always, appreciate your time. Anything else you wanted to mention while we have you on the air this morning?
No, I just, you know, I hope folks will take advantage of, we still got hunting season left, and there's still places where we need, especially late season elk harvested, and so I encourage folks to get out and take advantage.
That's Director Brian Nesbitt, all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.